From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has called on leaders of South Sudan to control their rival armed forces following renewed fighting in the capital, Juba. In a unanimous declaration, the 15-member council urged the country's leaders to prevent the spread of violence and commit themselves to full implementation of a peace agreement. President Salva Kiir joined his vice president and former rebel leader Riek Machar, issuing a joint appeal for calm.
There is nothing to be done about it, but we have to continue finding a solution to it. And I will still, although everybody will be resting tomorrow, I will still call my colleagues tomorrow so that we sit and finish what we did not complete before.
The fighting broke out Thursday and is believed to have left nearly 300 dead, including a Chinese UN peacekeeper. The U.S. demanded an end to the fighting and ordered the departure of non-emergency personnel from the U.S. embassy. Witnesses said Sunday's fighting also hit a UN encampment for displaced people and targeted a rebel base in the capital. Dozens of protesters arrested late Saturday, early Sunday in Minnesota and Louisiana in the wake of last week's fatal shootings of two black men by police. The protests turned violent, with roadways blocked and officers pelted with debris. The protests followed the ambush attack Thursday in Dallas, Texas, by Micah Johnson, a black man that killed five policemen and wounded several others. John Bel Edwards is governor of Louisiana.
The best way to honor the memory of Alton Sterling, the Dallas law enforcement officers, and Philando Castile is for peaceful demonstrations here in Louisiana.
The Dallas police chief said on U.S. television Sunday the slain gunman told police negotiators he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers. Bomb-making materials and a journal were found at Johnson's home during a search Friday. This is VOA News. President Obama Sunday met King Felipe of Spain and acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy as he praised America's relationship with Madrid as a bond of friendship with shared economic and security interests.
Not only are we allies, but we are also two countries that share values and ideals of freedom, rule of law, the respect for the dignity of all people. And it is for that reason that we find ourselves working together not only in our bilateral relationship, but across a spectrum of global issues.
Mr. Obama traveled to Spain after attending a NATO summit in Warsaw. He is cutting his Spanish visit short to visit Dallas in the wake of the police shootings last week. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Kenya, last stop on his African trip that took him to Mozambique, South Africa, and Tanzania. Mr. Modi was officially welcomed by President Uhuru Kenyatta at Kasarani Stadium.
We are glad and excited that you accepted my invitation to visit Kenya, a very clear indication of the long-standing cultural, economic, and people-to-people ties that exist between Kenya and India.
The Indian leader's trip aimed at raising India's profile in energy, trade, and investment on the African continent. He also visited Mozambique, South Africa, and Tanzania. Protesters and security personnel clashed Sunday for a second day in India's restive Kashmir region. Following the death of a rebel leader, the death toll has reached 18, with dozens wounded, despite a curfew. A senior member of Hizbul Mujahideen, Burganwani, was killed Friday in fighting with the Indian troops. A British-based think tank said Sunday that Islamic State jihadists continue to lose control of territory they captured in Iraq and Syria. IHS said the IS group lost 12% of the territory it held in the first half of this year, on top of the 14% it lost last year. The Sunni insurgency has come under increasing pressure from Syrian forces backed by Russian airstrikes. In Iraq, a government force backed by U.S. airstrikes has entered IS control of several key cities. U.S. Defense Department says it transferred Yemeni terror suspect Fayez Ahmed Yahya Suleiman from the U.S. detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to Italy. He had been in detention there since 2002. Authorities say his departure leaves 78 detainees at Guantanamo, a controversial facility President Obama has pledged to close. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.